right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome to everybody living here in San Francisco. What? Oh, it just seems like it. The fog outside's real creepy out here in Los Angeles and Southern California nowadays. But yes, it is Southern California, and well, everybody I know and everybody I run into seems to be effing broke. And, you know, when poverty moves in, love moves out. A lot of homes, a lot of marriages, a lot of relationships are on the brink of disaster with this economy. But how has this economy affected you? I know a lot of everybody listening right now has been affected by this economy, perhaps with the exception of our good friend Arsenio Hall, who has tons of money and probably could ride this thing out.
You go, dog!
Thank you. But we could do a topic on, politics or, you know, what celebrities look like. But everybody's thinking, when is this going to be over and how much am I going to lose in this effing economy? How has it affected you? Have you been robbed? Has your wife left you? Do you have to take those kids out of private school and put them in public school? God forbid you have to put them in the LAUSD. But maybe that's going on as well. Did you have to sell an extra car? Was your credit card canceled? This happened to me this week. I have I don't have that many credit cards because I don't like to keep track of a lot of crap in my life. But I have one that has a $30,000 limit that I never use. And I keep it on the side. And if anything happens, if there's a disaster, if I need an emergency, I use that credit card. And I haven't used it in probably, since I got it, maybe 2 years. This is when they were giving out credit cards to anybody that walked. I'm not saying my credit's great. I'm just saying this company accidentally sent me a high credit limit. And so I don't use the card. I keep it in a drawer. And I got a letter today, or yesterday, that said, we've re-examined your credit with so-and-so bank, and we're reducing your credit limit from $30,000 to $1,500.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So now if there's an emergency the size of, maybe the cats are out of food, I think I can afford that now. But everybody is getting pinched here, man. If you want to call us up and wallow and share in your misery, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I think the next big shoe that's going to fall is credit card debt. And I know a lot of people who have credit card debt are very anxious right now because they can jack up your limit for no reason. And I've seen that happen, and we've taken some calls over the weekend with the show I do with Dave Harden. And there are people who are really suffering when it comes to credit cards. Now, Randy, are you in credit card debt? You got some debt rolling around?
Last month, I broke the $10,000 mark of my credit card.
Hey, mazel tov.
Yeah, but I can't believe they lowered your limit that much. I have a $20,000 limit, and I make nothing.
I know. I got to call them and ask them why they did that. So you're up to $10,000 on your credit card.
Yeah.
And you have a $20,000 limit?
Yeah, so I'm halfway there.
You're halfway home. Now, what do you pay a month? What is the minimum charge?
Right now, it's like $200 a month is the minimum.
$200 a month?
Yeah.
And that's not paying any principal at all?
That's all interest.
It's all interest.
That's minimum payment for this month was $207.
Jesus Christ, man. That is a lot of fast food.
I know.
I don't know how you survive off, because I know your salary, and I know what you have to pay for your apartment and your fast food and your weed. I don't know how you survive, dude.
That's why I put everything on the credit card.
Yeah, I guess so.
So every month it goes up almost $1,000 because I can't afford anything.
And what are you paying? What's your rate, your interest rate on your credit card?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
Absolutely no idea. For the first 5 years I had this credit card, it never charged me interest, so I have no idea. Now, wow. I get a finance charge every month of like $100, then a credit protection plan charge for $100. So I pay $200 a month in interest, and they charge me $200 a month in interest.
Wait a minute. You're paying $100 a month for credit card protection?
I don't know what it is. It just, it says on my statement, credit protection plan, $100.
Every month?
Every month since I broke, like, 8,000.
Dude, you're getting ripped off.
I have no idea.
Wait, why don't you have any idea? I mean, you just willy-nilly pay that charge every month?
Well, I never got the charge before this year. For 5 years, I had the card, and I just paid it off at the end of the month, and now that I'm getting up in these charges, I don't know anything about it. I have no idea what my rate is.
And you have no interest in finding out what it is?
Not really.
No?
No.
Right. Well, there's a reason why, you know, the poor stay poor. and you're a perfect example of that, my brother. Now, Gina, what are you running in credit card debt? You behind? You're in the rears?
This is the best I've ever been.
Good for you.
In my credit. I just broke the 10,000 mark the other way.
Oh, good.
So I'm really happy. But I wonder what Randy's APR is.
Yeah, see, that's what I think it's probably in the 20-25%
well, see, that's
rate.
The thing. I used to have... I had to pay a minimum of like $700 at one point, and I found out that my APR was like 31%.
Jesus.
And so
Christ.
I called the credit card company screaming and crying and begging and pleading and crying. And this is when they had a little wiggle room.
Yeah, so, what'd they bring it down to?
2%.
Wow, for how long?
Till that sucker's paid off.
Really?
Yeah, but I had to do some things I'm not proud of.
Oh, I see. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know if I can do that. but folks, have you been killed by this economy? I've got to put those kids in public school, sell the extra car. Perhaps you have to sell the second home. Maybe you got a home up in Big Bear or Mammoth or a condo in Aspen. I don't know what you got. Have you had to eliminate? A lot of people are eliminating Starbucks. I think when a lot of people go into credit counseling, one of the first things they ask people who have credit card debt, how much do you spend a day on Starbucks? And if you get two coffees a day at Starbucks and your wife gets two, and maybe your kid gets, I don't know, hot chocolate or something, that could be $25 a day or $30 a day, which is $900 a month, and well over $10,000 a year just in Starbucks. So it's crazy out there. I mean, look at the CEO of Ford said if the government bails out Ford, that he's going to reduce his salary to $1 a year. Now, I can't afford to do that, and I don't know anybody around here that can afford to do that. But he's going to take a salary of $1 a year, and well, he's probably got $35 million in the bank, so he can afford to do that. But if they pay him $1 a year over 50 weeks, let's say he gets paid every week, maybe 52 weeks, that's two cents a week? Jesus Christ. Talking about not being motivated to get into work. All right, here are the phone numbers. Is this economy wiping you out and this recession that we're in just killing you? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Becky out here in Lancaster, see what's happened with her. Becky, our 97.1 FM Talk, how are you?
Good, how are you?
All right.
Hey, you said that you had a $30,000 credit card that went down to $1,500.
Yes.
And you're never using it?
Never used it once.
That's why they did it to you. They're not making money off of you.
Yeah, but why can't they just leave the limit alone?
Because you're not using it. So they feel like you're never going to use it. They're going to try to get you to use it and then up it every time you start using it.
Oh, I see. Okay. So if I start using it, it'll go back up.
Correct.
Now, how do you know this?
I work with one of the credit card companies.
Okay. So if you had to give some inside information to our listeners, you would recommend, A, to use the card.
Right.
No matter how little, you got to keep some action on the card.
A tank of gas and a dinner.
All right, tank of gas and dinner. Now, what about paying off the entire bill every month? Is that good or bad? I heard two different conflicting statements on whether it's good or bad.
It's good for your credit rating, but bad for the credit card company because they're not making the money off of you anymore.
And will then they will then turn around and punish you with a higher rate for that?
Correct.
They will.
Yep.
So if you pay off your credit card like a good person, and every single month they'll turn around and raise that rate just because you're paying your bills.
Right.
Doesn't that seem like if a guy drove his car through your business window and then killed everybody, like he would have a case?
Yeah, we like to call it legal extortion.
Yeah, but I understand. But when somebody were like to come in and try to wipe you guys out for being you know, such wild a-holes, you would sort of have to understand that, right?
Absolutely.
And it is, and it is legal extortion.
That's what we call it.
Jesus Christ. What is the highest rate you've seen on a card lately?
29%.
29%?
Yep.
Jesus Christ. Jesus how does Christ. Everyone how does anyone get from under that?
They don't, and we just continue to make money off of it.
All right. Now, if somebody calls you up and says, hey, I'm going to go broke here. I'm going to go bankrupt or declare Chapter 11. Will you lower the rate? Do you guys do that?
They try to do that, or they try to work out a settled amount for them.
Right.
So they can collect some of the money.
And does that affect the guy's credit rating if you settle?
Yeah. When it shows settled for a lesser amount,
right,
they get dinged on their credit for it, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, you guys, at least you have a sense of humor about it, you know?
What else can you have at this point?
Okay. All right, thanks for calling, Becky.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, there she goes. God almighty, is that irritating. Again, the guy who pays his bills, the guy who, you know, struggles and, you know, he's not doing drugs, he's keeping those kids in school, he's not robbing banks, he gets screwed by the credit card companies for paying off his credit card every single month in full. Just doesn't seem right, man. Scott and Fullerton, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right, man.
Hey, yeah, I had a similar situation. I had a credit card with a $9,000 limit.
Right.
I had it charged up to about $8,000 at one point, always made my payments on time, paid it all off, didn't use the card for about almost a year, and it sat there. And they sent me a letter a couple months ago saying that my limit had been reduced to $500.
Jesus Christ.
and I mean, I have, like, really good credit, always right. made my payments on time. And, yeah, $500. So I'm just going to get rid of the card because it's not even worth paying a yearly fee to have a five. That's, like, insulting.
Yeah, you know what I did? I had a recent offer from a major credit card company, and I don't take any more of these offers, but this one looked really, really good. It was 0% financing for 2 years, and I could throw anything on there, and it was a $15,000 limit, right? So I called the phone number and I said, all right, I'll take this one, what the hell. So I had to give out, you know, social security number and all that stuff and all that information, and then she comes back on the line a minute later and she goes, you've been declined. And I go, wait a minute. I go, you gave me the offer. She said, yeah, you were approved, but you weren't. She said you were pre-approved, but something had happened. And she said, I'll send you a letter. I can't tell you over the phone. And it is so irritating.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And, you know, these 0% deals, they bank on the fact that you're going to be one day late with your payment,
right?
So then they jack the rate up to, you know, 20-something%, you know,
right. Yeah,
being late with one payment.
Yeah, I always keep a big note, like Home Depot does that, where they say no interest for a year. I always keep a huge note on my desk, you know, pay Home Depot in May of 09, not in, June of 09.
Yeah, I had the unfortunate, you know, I was out of town or something, the bill sat there and got back, and next thing I know, my rate is, you know, 20-something%. So they're pretty ruthless.
It's irritating. here's a small way you can get back at them. I did this yesterday. I called a credit card company because I needed a new card. I'd worn down the strip on the back. I've had it for like 4 or 5 years. So I had to punch in the credit card number, and then the lady comes on the phone, and she says, what's your credit card number? I'm like, oh, Christ. All right, so I give it to her. And then she transferred me to somebody else, and they said, what's your credit card number? And I said, all right, well, this is the third time. I'm going to give it to you. So I gave it to him. And I said, hey, can you do me a favor? Could you repeat that number back for me? And she repeats it back. And I said, okay, I think that's right. Repeat it back for me again, will you? And she said, yeah.
I know.
She goes, that's right.
I can never understand that. Why they ask you, you punch it in, and then they ask you again. And
I asked this lady five times to repeat it back to me until she was annoyed to hell. And I said, that's how we feel. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. I'm sorry that happened to you. All right. How is this economy kicking your ass? Seems like everybody is losing money. You know, nobody seems to be able to hold on to anything here. Stock prices are gone through the, you know, in the toilet. Your 401k has been hit. I don't know how anybody's going to survive this. Let's talk to Mike in West L.A. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tim. I got a letter, too, from American Express. I'm a 28-year customer. This is how bad it is. They said, we're reducing it from $2,500 to $500.
Jesus Christ.
And I couldn't believe it. It was the first time I experienced with the media it's really happening out there.
Yeah, and how long you been with them? 28 years?
Yeah, it says it on my card, and I use it as a backup like you did. And
right.
Another thing is that they're supposed to be giving us more credit. This is making it worse doing this.
Yeah, I know what's going on with this.
They're supposed to be extending credit, not... I mean, that's what happened in, the famous Great Depression is they eliminated credit.
Right.
Instead of giving more, you know, to go over. So another friend of mine back east, he got a letter, too, from American Express. So it is really, something's really wrong here. We definitely need to send these letters in so Barney Frank can hold them up on television.
Hey, are you jogging or masturbating?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just walking from my car.
You must live in the hills of West Hollywood.
But Tim, ask people to do that. They need to send these letters into their congressmen because this company, when is American Express going to want to be bailed out?
Yeah, I know. I think they're looking to be bailed out now. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. Yeah, send in your whatever Mike told you to do. You know, send your statements to, I don't know, Barney Frank. And so there you go. All right, Casey in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How's it going?
All right. Economy hasn't affected you at all, huh?
No, I actually have the privilege. My dad, he owns his own business, and all of his customers are the oil companies, you know, Mobil, Chevron, BP, all of them.
What kind of business?
It's industrial electric machinery. Basically, he has big like electric motors and equipment made,
right,
which they use in the refineries. And as you know, gas is always a very thriving business. So basically, it hasn't affected us whatsoever. And we're just buying all types of stocks right now. I mean, Apple is down. It's big name.
All right, thanks. Johnny in Long Beach on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up, Tim?
Hey.
How you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, man. Good to talk to you. It's been a long time, man.
Thank you.
Hey, man, the economy sucks, man, but the weed prices are still good out here in Southern Cali.
Oh, the weed prices?
Yeah, man.
They haven't gone down, or they're...
No, they remain steady, pretty cheap, you know?
Yeah.
And you get good quality.
Now, when you buy your weed, you buy it from a pharmacy?
Yeah, I go to a medical clinic, dude. I do it legally.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Tim, do you still have that clip of the old lady saying you a little animal?
I think we got that somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, I go way back, man. I'm a listener from like 2000.
Jesus Christ.
All right,
buddy, hold on one second. We'll see if we can find that for you and play it sometime in the next, day or so. All right, the economy, it is killing everyone. You got it there?
You're a little animal.
All right, play it for him again.
You're a little animal.
What was that?
I don't know. I think that was from that chick that used to call us from Fullerton, wasn't it?
Are you serious?
No, I know what it was. It was a CD of a crank phone call from somebody. And that's pretty good, though.
You're a little animal.
Let's talk to Jeff in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, everybody's calling saying they got their cards taken down to $500, right? I got three cards canceled yesterday. Three.
Wow.
Canceled.
Did you owe any money on them?
Yeah, no, I owed nothing on them. I had them just, you know, they say it's bad to cancel your cards.
Right.
You know, it's bad for your credit. So I just had them, you know, I've had them for the past year, haven't used them, but I have, you know, A+, stellar credit.
Right.
Canceled all three out of the blue. No warning, no, like, hey, if you don't use these, whatever.
Right.
Just boom, boom, boom. Gone, gone, gone.
Well, you know what I think they're doing is they're afraid, these credit card companies are afraid that guys like you and I, if we ever lost our jobs, our new job would be, getting as much, you know, services and material we can get using American
Express.
Wrapping
those babies up, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and really hitting the accelerator with these cards. So I think that's what they're worried about. And you know what? That is a legitimate concern, too.
Right, yeah, just a good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. All right, buddy, thank you for calling. Yeah, they're afraid that, you know, the guys are going to, you know, lose their job and for the next 2 years live off of their American Express or their MasterCard and then, you know, bankruptcy in 2 years and American Express is out the door. So I do understand it, but it is annoying. Jim in Tahunga, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, Tim.
Hey.
Hey, the credit card deal, I had one card, and where I'd use it was like ordering through the catalogs and stuff. I'm kind of an old geezer here, but and it did. They kept increasing your amount, and I'd pay it off, but I like $25,000, and exactly what you guys are talking. Fighting disability. I was fighting Social Security, you know, with my disability.
Right. And
it was like a year and a half, 2 years before the courts and those guys decided I was disabled. But I hit that card. I just pulled their bluff and I said, send me $10,000, and they did.
Right.
That was the first of the year, just the first of this year.
They sent you $10,000 in cash?
Well, they just put it in my account.
Right.
So I could pay my bills.
Right. Oh, I see.
You know, and then once I got the settlement, I paid them off. But it was, and then I applied, I wanted the Mickey Mouse watch, and I applied for that credit card, and I had good credit. This was before I run the card up, but then just, they do, hey, Jimmy, they took in
hey, Jimmy, don't blame me, man.
They put me on the damn call list where they get all these contractors and people, even after they deny you. They wouldn't give me the goddamn the Mickey Mouse watch. And then they denied me. Wait,
when did you apply? Did you apply down at Disneyland for the card?
No, I'm a shareholder. My wife worked for the outfit. Yeah. And then they said,
so they said no credit card and no watch.
And then they turn you over to the call list for all these contractors calling me. I called them back and boy, I give them what for. Don't get me off that list.
That's so great.
What's
your disability?
My feet went out on me.
Oh, how'd that happen?
I don't know. Ladders. I've up and down ladders my whole life.
Oh, man. All right, well, yeah. I hope you feel better. Hey, can we give you something?
Something from your dad. I'm a big fan of your dad's. Can you get something, CD or something?
How about a pair of tickets to the Cycle World?
I can't. I don't have any feet, Timmy. Why don't you
It's a motorcycle
me?
Show. You can sit there in your wheelchair and look at this thing.
No.
All right, how about this? How about a pair of tickets to see Frank Caliendo?
Who's that? Is he sing or was he funny?
He sings like Sinatra songs.
No, I don't want that. Thanks.
All right, man. Take care, buddy.
You get me a credit card going here.
Okay. All right, so, that guy's really down on his luck, man. Doesn't want any free stuff.
Jesus Christ.
I can't do anything about that. All right, the economy, it's kicking your ass. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Bill in Torrance. See what's going on with you. Bill, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right, man. What are you getting?
I used to have an American Express card, or I still have it, and I used it for work, and I racked up about $250,000 in purchases and always paid them off.
Wow.
And I had it about $3,800 right now this year, and my credit limit was $40,000, and I just got a crappy email saying they reduced it down to $3,800.
So
if I would have been out to use it that night, that I didn't check my email,
right,
it would have been no good.
Yeah, you'd have been over the limit.
Yeah, and I've done this for years. I mean, they saw my history. I said, look at all the money I've spent and used with you guys.
They don't care.
They did not care one bit. And I said, well, we saw a lot of just inquiries on your credit. And I said, well, I'm moving them around to zero interest. This is the game you guys created.
Right.
And the lady said to me, I know, but there's nothing we can do.
You almost have to laugh about it or else you'd want to kill somebody, you know?
Exactly, and that's the time right now.
Jesus Christ. So you have other cards rolling around?
Oh, yeah. I got a guy that just called me today, and like the other gentleman said, they sent me $35,000 to a bank account.
That's great.
Just like that. He just said, I want to pay off this one with the zero interest. I'm going to use one of your checks. And he goes, do you have other bills? I said, yeah. And he goes, well, you're approved for up to like $35,000. Do you want it? And I said, yeah. It went in my checking account in 3 days.
Take it to the track and double it.
You want to go? Let's go tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll show you how to double that. All right, Babu, thanks for calling, man.
Thanks.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Yeah, these credit card companies, man, they know how to pinch you. They know how to work you. And the callers tonight have all been worked by these guys. And I got worked yesterday. Had a credit card that I haven't used ever. $30,000 limit, which is probably too high for me. and got a letter in the mail yesterday saying we reduced it from $30,000 to $1,500.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's my daughter's reaction. Because that was going to pay for her private school.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, not going to barely afford the, you know, the gas to drive her to LAUSD.
Now I get cookies.
I can't afford them, baby. No cookies.
Jesus Christ.
All right, baby, give me a break. I don't know how my dad did it. My dad had 6 kids in 8 years. 6 kids in 8 years. I got one busted out. All right, the economy's banged you in the A. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. All sort of getting together here to commiserate on how the economy is kicking our asses. And a lot of people find some comfort in hearing these stories and knowing they're not alone getting these letters in the mail from credit card companies or getting foreclosed on. We're all in this together, man. Let's talk to Julie in Eagle Rock. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Not bad. How about you?
All right, baby.
Yeah, a little warning for everybody. I'm a person who pays my statement in full, no problem, every time. And after about 8 months, I start flipping over all my statements. And on the back of all of my purchases, there was something going, you have a financial charge, blah, blah, blah. It turns out that a couple of weeks before I went overseas, I had got a new credit card, and I used it to make some cash withdrawals overseas. So even though I'm paying my statement in full, what they did is they put the money towards all my new charges instead of paying off my cash forwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's like 29% right there. So
basically,
every time I thought I was paying off my statement in full, I still had a debit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so everyone's really got to watch.
Yeah, you got to watch it, I guess, on the check, or you got to call them and say, put this towards the money
brought. No, we'll do it. What you have to do is pay over. So I had, like, to pay an extra $500 up front because they couldn't tell me. I kept telling them, okay, so what's my balance as of today, and I won't use my credit card and just pay it off. And they're like, we can't really tell you that because people might have not put in the purchases yet and so forth. So I paid something like $2,000 extra on my credit card just to have that completed and done with.
Yeah, they're
but
sneaky,
I lost,
man.
Like, hundreds of dollars on financial charges I didn't even realize.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Sorry that happened to you, darling.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
All right, look at that. Lesson for everybody. Let's talk to Jenna in La Crescenta. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
My problem's not really with credit cards, but it's getting a mortgage.
You can't get a mortgage.
No, my husband and I have been waiting for things to get, you know, a little bit worse so we could get a better deal on a house.
Where are you calling from?
From La Crescenta.
Are you in a house?
No, I'm calling from a cell phone. Hold on. Let me see if I can. Hey, are you having a hard time hearing me?
Yeah.
There, is that better?
There you go.
Okay. So we were trying to get a mortgage, and we had done the pre-approval process about 6 months ago, and
right.
We're approved for $400,000. Decided it wasn't the right time, and we just went through it again and only got approved for $225,000.
Oh, man. How much are you making a year?
I'm making $50,000, and my husband makes $70,000.
That's pretty good.
I know. I thought it was pretty good. I thought we'd be in a good position to maybe take advantage of some of the, you know, lower price home values. And you could, but you almost have to have, like, 20, 30, 40% down payment. And even though we have a fair amount, we just don't have that much.
How much do you have for a down payment?
We've got $30,000.
That's enough. No, so, so they're not helping you out. I mean, you should call. I'm gonna put you on hold and give you a phone number, and a guy's going to help you out, okay?
That would be great. You're my hero.
All right, hold on one second. Hey, Jeannie, can you give my Dave Harden's phone number? You don't know it? It's 888-35-APPLY.
Hey, Tim, what was that again?
888-35-APPLY. And mark that down as a commercial. If they want, if anybody gets in trouble for that, I'll pay for it, okay?
What Please. Was that number one more time?
888-35-APPLY.
Oh.
I'll pay for it.
Wait, right? 45 apply?
Get out of here, you jackass. Don't get me in trouble. Kevin in Thousand Oaks, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right, man.
Like your program?
Thank you, sir.
I got a 2.5-year-old boy, and I'm hilarious. We'd work well together.
Wow, look at you.
So here's the story. Crazy year. I'm definitely one of these guys who's sucked up into this economy. I've gotten chewed up by two jobs in short order this year. Started one gig in January. I'm in the whole internet, e-commerce, online advertising nonsense, which is volatile as it is. And these guys are basically underfunded. And they let the entire management team go, including me, in May.
Mm.
Takes me a couple months. And by the way, I moved the family for that job from Thousand Oaks to Manhattan Beach.
Oh, man.
To work at these knuckleheads, and inside of 2 weeks, this guy lets me go.
Jesus Christ.
Now I'm stuck down. Yeah, now I'm stuck down in Manhattan Beach for a job I no longer have. Takes me a couple months. I find something else, and this company, after only 5 weeks, this is embarrassing. After 5 weeks, squeezes 20% of the company, including last in, first out. So it's just been a ridiculous year.
So you're unemployed again?
So I'm in between again. Yeah, it's embarrassing.
What do you do?
I'm in sales. I sell. I sound like a jerky boy.
Well, that's all right. What's your specialty? What do you sell? What specifically?
Well, I deal with different internet services and advertising effectiveness programs. I sell media campaigns.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I know. Yeah, I know tons of stuff about the internet and advertising on the internet.
How is internet advertising going? Is it taking a big hit?
Yeah. Yeah, it's dropped substantially. I mean, it's a big business, obviously, but it's really, people have cut their budgets quite a bit. I'm kind of curious to see what happens to Google, but...
Well, Google's been, I mean, it was at the all-time high, I think it was at 740. It's down in the 200s.
Yep. Well, I mean, in terms of the next quarter's numbers. But for the credit card story, so... I've got my share of credit. I probably got about 75-80K of credit available across, I think, 4 cards. And we chewed through a fair amount of our cash with all this nonsense this year.
Right.
And I decide I take about 7K on a card because I get an offer somehow about 2 months ago from Bank of America for an interest-free. One of those deals, transfer your money and we'll charge you no interest for 8 months or whatever. So I take, I do the 7K elsewhere. I then get the deal with B of A. I pull 7K off of B of A and pay the other 7K off. So now I got a 7K float at zero interest. And then, I thought you might get a kick out of this. I play poker and I hit a poker tournament and, I hit for like 21K, so I paid off the.
That's great.
The other 7K.
That's the way to kick this recession's ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Get into gambling.
Right. That's it.
It's the only way you can make a lot of money.
That's it. So that's kind of my story.
Oh, that's pretty cool, dude. You're like what I call a real gambler. Then
I'm a because
you're gambling
like
with money. You're gambling with money you don't really have.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm not getting down on you. I think you guys are like the Lone Rangers or, the old cowboys in the Old West or current like football players. I look up to you guys. You guys are my heroes. The guys who are gambling out there with money that they don't have.
I'm smirking. I try to take mitigated risk, That's my lecture on the poker, at least. I can get my money in when it's good, but... Right. Yeah, you know, when I hear you say that, it makes me feel ashamed. I mean,
I'm going to try to sell you this again. I think,
I know you're not busting my balls. I know.
I think that you guys are my personal heroes. And if I had posters up in my room, I'd have a poster of you in my room as opposed to a guy that plays for the Jets.
Well, in a non-gay way, I'm quite fit, so that would be a good poster.
And I don't care how fit you are. I mean, you can have on your Caesar's Palace shirt and your Santa Anita hat. That's the photo I want up there.
That's perfect.
Guy's going for it, man. I understand that. And I have more respect for guys like you than I do for guys that are sitting around and just thinking about what to do. At least you have some action. You know,
I'm in the game. To top it off, embarrassingly, I'm 2 minutes from parking my car at Hollywood Park. I'm going to go try and take down another 1,000.
And you got a 2.5-year-old kid, right?
What are you going to do? Yeah, my wife's okay with it.
Jesus Christ!
All right, you're the best. I'm going to give you something here, dude.
Hey, all right, thanks.
Let's see.
You got
here.
A couple grand?
No, we're going to give you tickets to a Frank Caliendo.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Who he is, right? Frank TV?
Yeah, he's hysterical.
Yeah,
he's hilarious.
The guy is the best voice guy in the business.
Yeah,
that's
really
mean,
he is
Tim.
Great.
You were mean and rude.
I'm sorry, bro. anyway, he's live at the Club Nokia, L.A. And it's this Friday. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Or go to a club... Or go to, I don't know what this is. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com or the Club Nokia box office. There you go. Two ways to get tickets. I know. I should read these things before I come in, but I'm just a lazy a-hole.
Jesus Christ.
All right. The economy, it's kicking your ass, everybody. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's what a bad judge of the economy that I am. Back in, I think it was December of 06. I think it was January or February of 06. And I was about to put my house up on the market because it went up $300,000 from the time I bought it. And I could have probably sold it for that and made $300,000, right? So my wife packs up the house. We're going to do it. And then I start investigating like in apartments and condos and crap like that. And I'm like, I don't want my kid, you know, is a year old. I don't want her to live in an apartment building and be tortured by, you know, the a-holes that you find in apartment buildings nowadays. I said, let's just keep the house. So I refinanced the house and kept the house. That house has lost $340,000 in value since that decision.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, sorry, baby. If I had sold it then, I would have had some decent cash in the bank and not be worried as much about this economy. But there you go. I'm the worst judge, man. I got the worst effing luck in the effing F planet. God damn it. So close. Always so close. Lauren in Studio City on 97.1 FM Talk. How you doing?
Hi, good.
Hey.
Well, speaking of refinancing and just the way that these things can go wrong, I wouldn't blame it completely on yourself. Mm. Because I bet there was a couple bankers involved in helping you make that decision, right?
Well, there were, and I'm not unhappy that I did it, but it's still, and when I think about it, I start sweating that I lost that kind
of
trust.
Oh, yeah. Well, I used to work in home equity finance and in retail banking. Part of my job was to profile bank customers, just in the teller line, things like that, and see how much equity they had in their home and see if we could get a home equity loan or a line of credit for them.
Right.
And just try to see if there's any way we could help them out to refinance, things like that. Well, this was in 2005, 6, and, you know, credit was easy to come by. And the whole spiel was, you know, we'll just do a drive-by appraisal of your house. If that, I probably did a drive-by on 50% if we even ever saw the house.
Right.
So you've got, and I was from the Midwest at the time, so these houses are $120,000, you know, nothing like L.A.
Right.
But, you know. So people would get about 90%, you know, in over their heads and pay off all their credit card debt.
Right.
Well, it sounds great until I see them 6 months later and they have all of the credit card debt back again. And
oh, wait,
you wonder
so they have all the credit card debt back again, plus
yeah,
the second, plus the home yeah. equity they took on their house.
Yeah. So now instead of, you know, a clean slate of revolving credit, they've got all of this home equity debt. And then now even more debt revolving. and say, okay, so my house must have gone up in value. Let's refinance this again. And now that home values are falling, everyone's in this situation. And I honestly could have called this 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, so a lot of people then are losing their homes.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, from an outside perspective, you're like, you know, what idiots? Who couldn't figure out that this would happen? But you kind of see how it creeps up. You see how this happens, and it's like you don't kill a frog by throwing them into a boiling pot. You let him sit in the cold water until you boil.
I have no idea what she's saying.
Okay, I don't know what you're saying either.
Madam, you are nuts!
Jesus Christ. I tell you, every crazy person finds their way to Los Angeles. And I hate to take my headphones off here, but some nights I just can't take it. And I'm not... This is somebody I know, and I hope he doesn't get offended by this, me telling this story on the air. But I have a friend of mine who recently said to me, he said, I'm talking to the dead in my sleep. I said, what? He said, yeah, I'm talking to the dead in my sleep. I said, oh, well, how's that going? And he said, is there anybody you want me to talk to for you? I said, who the Christ do you think you're talking to? And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, you know, I could talk to like your dead relatives and your dead family members. I said, I've known you for about 15 years, my brother. Let's not kill this relationship now. All right. I'll just forget you said that to me and we'll move on. He goes, all right, dude, but next time you want to talk to the dead, call me. And this is like a normal effing dude. This is a guy I went to the King games with. This is a guy, you know, you drank and you got hot dogs with. You went out and you tried to get chicks together. It's one of those guys. And now he's sitting around calling me up and go, yeah, I can talk to the dead every night in my dreams.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I don't know what the hell, you know, happens to people out here in L.A. I really don't. How does that happen to a guy? All right, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. How is this economy kicking your tuchus? Jim in West Hills, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
Good. You talking to the dead?
No. I stopped that years ago. Hey, but I do agree with you. The guy with the cojones playing poker winning 21 grand. There's the guys out there. You know, I like guys like that, you know. That's on the sideline.
I can't tell you, and it might be somewhat of a sickness for me, but I can't tell you the respect I have for those guys.
No, listen, you know, those guys, they, you know, it doesn't matter if the sky's falling, their house is burning, you know, they're looking for the next deal. In fact, I'd like to talk to that guy. I'd hire that guy in a second. Anyway, hey, here's a sure way to tell the difference between a recession and a depression. I'm sure you know the difference.
Well, I think a recession is two straight quarters of... I think the definition of a recession is like two quarters of the gross national product going down.
You're right. And funny you mentioned that, because just the other day, I don't know if you saw the news, but they reported that we've now been in a recession since December of 2007. I mean, that's great news, right?
Well, there's no real definition of what a depression is.
Well, I figured it out. So here's how you sum it up. A recession is when your friend's out of work. A depression, right, is when you're out of work.
That's pretty good.
So I was wondering, is it good enough for two tickets?
Yeah.
All right. Work.
Hold on one second. All right, we'll give you a pair of tickets to Frank Caliendo at Club Nokia, Los Angeles. It's live this Friday. And you got to go see this guy. I mean, there's nobody that does voices quite like this guy.
That's mean, Tim. You were mean and rude.
Brian, please. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com or go to Club Nokia box office.
All right, you're irritating.
All right, Brian, please. Jesus Christ. Let's talk to Dan in Orange County. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, hey, Tim, how you doing?
All right, buddy.
Hey, listen, I tell you the story about the credit card I had with, should I say the name?
Just give me the story.
Okay, it's a Visa card. Anyways,
that worked.
They, got this, piece of paper in the mail, one of those ones you normally throw away, and, I don't know why I happened to open it, but it said, my 9.9% for life interest rate
right.
suddenly changed to like 14.9% or something like that. Yeah. I don't know, anyways. So, I mean, I have perfect credit. I've got over 800 FICO score. I've got I pay my credit card off every
month. You have an over an 800 FICO score and they still screwed you?
Yeah, it's an 805 is wow. what last time I looked about a year ago. But anyways, I pay my credit card off every month. Got like a 30 grand limit or something like that on it. And I put everything on my credit card. Everything. I mean, my groceries, my gas, my everything, right? But I pay it off every month.
I do the
so
same
anyways,
thing.
So I call them and I says, what's up with this raising my, you know, my interest rate? And they says, well, yeah, after a little bit of discussion, they said, well, we feel that this is the best interest rate for you at this time. And I said, wait a minute. How about my input on this? How about what I think is the best interest rate for me at this time? But actually, this was about years ago.
You know what? I love the fact that they can completely BS you there and with the straight face.
Yeah, I think you're just,
you know, I would definitely respect that guy and not mind if my interest rate changed. If while he was telling me that, he was laughing.
Yeah. Right. That would have been pretty funny. But here, listen, this is something that a couple callers ago, too. And I'm going to take it to mind. He had said that he got some notification from his credit card company because
right.
he wasn't using his credit card, that they were closing it. Well, I know that when you go to your credit card, you know, your TRW or whatever, and if the credit card company closes the account versus you closing the account, it's a bad mark on you.
Right.
And
even if you didn't use the card, right?
Even if you, yeah, because I have three or four cards. You know, I'll take those cards that are same as cash, like whatever, right. Best Buy, the tire company, whatever. I'll open them up and stretch out paying for tires or whatever for 90 days. And then I never use them.
Right.
But I've got, you know, probably three or four or five myself on those. And
why do you the same thing? I remember, and this happened to me last time this happened. I don't do it anymore because it's embarrassing. But I was at Sears about 3 years ago, and I was buying some outdoor equipment there. And I think it was a lawnmower. And the guy, you know, it's like $285 or whatever. And the guy says, you want to save for 10%, apply for a credit card here.
Exactly.
Right. So I said, all right, let's roll the dice. And literally like 3 minutes later, 5 minutes later, he goes, you know, you don't qualify for the credit, for the card. And there's like a hot chick behind me. I'm like, yeah, I you start sweating and you're like, no, there's gotta be a mistake.
Those are just some hard times, but he can't get $280 for the credit.
From Sears.
But you know what? I'm going to tomorrow review these, like, I don't know, I think I bought a mattress from that crazy guy, Larry, or whatever his name is.
I did too.
And opened up some credit card to get 1 year, no payments, no interest deal. I'm going to close those.
Well,
tomorrow, I'm going to review my thing and look at all these.
Close it. Go get another mattress.
Larry right, would love that
all
for
right,
you.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, I bought a mattress from Larry, and I bought it at Sit and Sleep. I'll tell you when I bought it. It was before I got married. It was before I had a kid. I bet I bought that mattress in 2000 or 2001. I think it was the year 2000. I've had it for 8 years. And I paid a little money for it. It was probably $2,000 or $3,000. And it is the single best purchase I've ever made in my life. Whenever you sleep in hotels and you come back home and you have I know this sounds like I'm, jamming Larry here, but I'm not. When you go to hotels, you sleep over to a family's house, or, you know, you go back east for Thanksgiving, and you come back to Los Angeles, and you get into... get out of there, Randy. and you get back in your sit and sleep mattress. It really is great. I'm just telling you that. It's an honest opinion. I'm not getting paid to say that. And I don't even know if he's on the station anymore. And it's the best mattress I've ever slept on. And I love it. One of the things I look forward to coming home from Vegas is that sit and sleep mattress. Get out of here, dude. All right. Andrew in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
First of all, I'm glad you didn't sell your house because you probably would have burned through that $300,000.
No, easily. At the track, I would have been busted in a month.
Yeah. But what I wanted to say is, yeah, the economy is slowing down, but I think we need to look at it differently because, yes, there's 6% of people in default on their mortgage, but that means there's 94% of people still current with their mortgage, and in the same way with unemployment.
Yeah, I understand that, but those seem to be high numbers. Like, you know, when unemployment was at 3 or 4%, you know, several months or several years during the Bush administration, people didn't seem like that didn't seem like a good enough number for everybody, you know?
Yeah, but
now, I think in California now the unemployment rate I think is 8 or 8 approaching 10%. I think it's 8%.
Christ.
So a lot of people out there getting their ass kicked and really hurting. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll have news with Gina Grad. And what's going on with that there news?
Well, Brad Pitt and Jerry Seinfeld feel the same way about Larry King, and 'tis the season to go out of business. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
There you go. All right, news with Gina is coming up next. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.